Welcome back to another Hilcha Shabbos here. We're continuing the halachas of moichik, of erasing on Shabbos. Before we go further, I just want to make two points clear that some of the listeners said weren't clear enough. Number one, when we spoke about erasing ink from the skin of a person written on a machlekes, and we said, lemaisa, the minhag is to be mekel, that if someone has some ink on the skin, to wipe it off on Shabbos will be mutter. But if it's lettering, if you have lettering, then it's a problem. If it's clear lettering or clear shape, a nice picture of something that's stamped onto your hand, that's also to remove on Shabbos, even from the skin. So I spoke out that if someone has from amusement park a stamp, it's mutter to erase down Shabbos. That's not 100% true. It's only if there's no shape left. Usually, by the day's end, there's not much of a shape left, so then there'll be no problem, at least according to the minig, to erase from your hand on Shabbos. But if it still has a shape, there'll be a ikka medina, there'll be a problem medina. Almost the Kuli Alam will agree that in such a case, it'll be usher to erase that stamp on Shabbos. Point number two is that we said in the last shir that when you have a cake, it's mutter to take off the whole happy birthday all at once, because there you're not breaking the lettering. But what about the problem of bayer? Someone listens asked, it's a problem of bayer. So the answer is that is why I spoke out, you should take a piece of the cake with it. Since you're taking a piece of the cake with the lettering, it won't be a problem of bayer. Okay, so now I want to go further in this Shiloh of Meichik. Now, we want to get to opening packages on Shabbos where you're ripping, or your letter rip the letters or not on the packaging. And in order to get that sugya klar, we have to make a hakdama, introduction of a different Shiloh. There's a Shiloh when it comes to opening a book which has lettering on the side. For example, you get a book from the library and it says on the side, Torah Emes Library, and it's stamped onto the side of the book. And then when you open up the book, it's like this is stamped over here on the book, and you open up the book, it breaks the letters all in half. Now the A is in half, the T is in half, the S is in half, and when I close it back up, I put it back together. Is that a problem of moichik? Every time I open the book, is that a problem of moichik or not? So this is a machloikis, a big machloikis. It's a machloikis, the shayl shuz, haramah, and the levush. What's the svar of the matirim? What's the svar of the oisrim? So in the svar of the matirim, there are two svaras. One svar is, they're not really erasing those letters. You're just separating two parts of the letter. And that's not called moichik. And when you put it back together, you're not really attaching anything. You're just separating and bringing it close again. That's not considered meleches kaisev. That's one shot. The Mishmur learns a little different. The Mishmur learns that just like when you have a door, it's not called binyan. I close the door, is that called binyan? And I open it back up, is that called soiser? That you're breaking the binyan? No, because it goes back and forth. This is a book also, it's not called ksiva. It's going back and forth. It's like a door. That's not called binyan. That's what Mishmur learns. So it's machlekes. That's what the Ramah holds. And the Levush says, no, it's awesome because I'm breaking the letters. That's called moichik. So it's a machlekes. And the Mag Avraham has big arichas about this. What's the lemaisa? The lemaisa Mishmur writes like this. I'll read you his lashon. He says, V'sefer shekosuv alav b'roshei chudei dapov oisir setevos. You have a sefer that's written on the side, on the paper, oisir setevos. Yes, oisir l'peiskon av Shabbos. Some holds also to open and close his book on Shabbos. When you close, have a kaisif. The Mishmur says, "Das Ramah v'tshuva l'haka v'zeh." V'chein das harbi achreinim. V'taima, I'm keeping the also linel of teich tamid leka v'zeh v'shemchik v'ksiva. Since made to open and close, it's not called mechika. V'have a kedelas haniskar nistam tamid. Dei b'mshem binyam mistira. V'chein aminik. He says, "Makom alkam." The Mishmur ends off. Nochel lahachme kishyesh loyseifa achacha. Which means the big machlokes. He says, "Make our din." That's the Ramah says that it's mutter. But lemaisa you should be machmer. The Chazinish holds you should definitely be machmer. I saw in the Kovitz Lachos Shmuel Kamenetsky, his lashon is hamachmer tovei lebracha. So therefore, the after just sefer lechatchila you should not use it. But lechatchila, but it's only a chumrah meikar hadin. It's mutter to open and close that sefer. Now there's an etza that if you want to read that sefer, that book or that sefer on Shabbos, you could put a piece of paper in between the papers. So now before Shabbos already, the lettering is separate. It's set because it has a piece of paper in it. And now when I open and close it, it won't be a problem of ksiva, that will be a etza. And another point is that if on the side is not really anything specific, just a bunch of lines, that's obviously not a problem of meichik. Only if it's something significant, like letters or a picture, then it'll be a problem of meichik. If you don't see this, is machlekes. We're saying a machmer tavel bracha, and you have an etza to put a piece of paper in between.